This is the Tiger 102.75.
The Tourism Authority of Thailand has announced visitor arrivals of about 22.6 million from January to the end of July, up by 11% compared to the same period last year. Estimated visitor expenditure rose by over 14% to nearly 1.2 trillion baht. The top 10 source markets of visitors to Thailand during the first 7 months of 2018 were China, Malaysia, Republic of Korea, India, Japan, Russia, the United States, that's a new one, Vietnam and Singapore. The TAT governor noted that the visitor arrivals by sea are increasing and higher hotel occupancies are being experienced in emerging secondary provinces like Rayong, Suphanburi, Chai Nat, Nakhon Pathom, Ang Thong and Pathalung. Thailand also fared well in the latest Travel Weekly UK results. You can read about the results and the rest of that story at thetiger.com. Prachuap Kiri Khan officials have met to discuss plans for a new ferry terminal just south of Hua Hin. The new terminal will accommodate a car ferry and link Prachuap Kiri Khan with Sattahip in Chonburi on the other side of the Gulf of Thailand. Estimates discussed at the meeting say the journey would take about 2 hours, about the same as the current ferry linking Hua Hin and Pattaya. But ticket pricing, scheduling, or when the new terminal will be started have not yet been decided. A Chiang Mai restaurant has filed a complaint after claims they were being harassed by men who said they were military officers. A report was made to the Chiang Mai Internal Security Operations Command. They sent 20 officers to investigate the restaurant after the restaurant complained about official misconduct by military officers. They say they've been threatened by men claiming to be military officers who demanded the restaurant be closed down. On each visit, now totaling 5, the alleged military officers reportedly sent away the restaurant's customers. The real military officers are now searching for the fake ones. And don't forget, today is the opening day for the new Central Florista. We've seen it coming out of the ground over the past 2 years. Well, now it's opening. Not all of it will be open today, but certainly most of the shops will be. We'll see you there. A Thai film retelling the story of the Tam Luang cave operation will start filming in November. Titled Nang Non in Thai and The Cave in English, the film has been mounted by Tom Waller, a Thai filmmaker of Irish descent. He gave a presentation of the project at the Toronto International Film Festival over the weekend. Nang Non is likely to be the first feature film project that materializes after at least 5 other producers, mostly international ones, have expressed interest in recounting the story that gripped the world's attention. Speaking of films, I can highly recommend you go and see 2215, the documentary that followed Atiwara Tun Kongmalai during his run earlier this year, all the way from the bottom to the top of Thailand to raise money for public hospitals. Highly recommended. An election must be on the way. The pollsters have already started. General Prayut is the public's leading choice for the Prime Minister's post, followed by leaders from the Democrats, Per Thai and Future Forward, according to the result of an opinion survey by the Suwan Dusit poll. The poll was carried out between September the 5th and the 8th on 1,132 people right around the country to compile their opinions on the upcoming election, tentatively set for 2019, and the candidates for posts of MPs and the Prime Minister. On the values of the parties they would vote for, 32% preferred a party which upholds honesty, justice and morality. And Australia's Gold Coast city and Phuket will sign a letter of intent to establish them as sister cities today. The intent of the agreement is to explore a stronger relationship between the two municipalities and create international business opportunities. The Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tait is in Phuket to sign the agreement with his Phuket counterparts. The mayor is half Thai, originally from Saraburi, and emigrated to Australia at a very young age. He said that the Gold Coast and Phuket share similarities in economic success, year-round sunshine, and a cosmopolitan lifestyle.